Thanks for calling Customer Support. This is Kerry speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Kerry. My name is Israel. I am calling to cancel a subscription, I think it is you call it. Back in February, my wife requested a trial that cost $6-something. She got that, and she didn't plan to continue with it. And I think after that, we got charged, and this month we got charged again, and we want that stuff to discontinue. And we'd like to have the credit back.
Okay, well, first I can see if we have an account for you. Can I have that zip code, please?
The what?
I said we need to check and see if we first have an account for you. Can I have that zip code, please?
Oh, 76059.
First and last name?
Israel Williams. Or Mercedes Williams. One or two, I don't know. My wife placed the order at that moment, but she used my card, our card then.
Okay, I do see a Mercedes Williams for security purposes. Can I get you to verify the shipping address that we have on file here?
111 East 1st Street, Keene, 76059, Texas.
Okay, so I do see here that you have the keto and the cleanser, which reduces the appetite, increases the metabolism, and that also gets rid of body of toxins. Yes, on February 8th, when this order was placed, in the terms and conditions, before placing the order, whoever did it, you or her, in the terms and conditions, it did state that you were starting a 14-day trial. So, therefore, if no one calls to get that account canceled within the 14 days of that trial period, then you are billed the full amount of that product, which is what the full amount is for. Mm-hmm. And as far as the charges are valid because, as I stated, due to not canceling within a 14-day trial period. So, therefore, the account is still active and this is reoccurring, which is why you guys receive another product, which was, let's see.
No, we haven't received any product.
Which it was delivered April 5th at 3:03 p.m.
April 5.
Mm-hmm, at 3:03 p.m., which is why you guys received a notice, because the account is still, to this day, still active.
Well, okay, the point is I want it to be canceled. And I don't want any more billing, nor products.
Okay. Well, I understand what you were saying. I was just explaining to you what they were for, that's all. So give me 1 second, I can get this account canceled.
Please.
Do you have something to write down its cancellation number, basically confirming that the account is canceled?
Yes.
That is C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
15. A as in Apple. 05. 80. 134. And that's just a confirmation number confirming that the account is canceled.
Okay. Can I read that back to you?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. C15A058013 4.
Okay, let me see.
Let me read it back again.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, C15A058013 4.
Okay, yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So that's just confirmation that it is canceled.
Okay.
So, yes, anything else I can assist you with today?
No, nothing, except, I won't be getting a credit back for the last charge?
Well, what you were billed for already, that was, those charges are already valid. So the cancellation now is for any further payment.
Okay. No, why you say it's valid?
Because due to not canceling within 14 days of the trial period. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's a trick, huh?
It's not a trick. You are saying you aren't even the one that ordered it. If your wife or whoever ordered it would have read the terms and conditions, it states that it's nothing about it. That's a trick. All you have to do is read. So due to not doing that, then that's what the full amount is for.
Yeah, well, you see, the thing is, when you offer a product and you say it's a trial, it's not a standing order. That if I don't want it, then I cancel. This is just a trial. She paid for the trial, she got it, and she hasn't ordered anything more.
As you mentioned, if she don't want it, she canceled. You guys never canceled until now. You just stated that.
Why would we have to cancel when there was not an order placed?
It was an order placed of $670. That's what you guys paid for, as you just stated. If you didn't want it, call and cancel. You guys never canceled. You just called today to cancel.
Yeah,
you literally just answered your own question.
You see, that's the catch. You see, we placed an order for $6 and something. We paid the $6, and we didn't order anything else more. Then we get billing, right?
How is it a catch if you were supposed to call and cancel the account? You never did that until today.
Yeah, but you see, the point is,
so it's no one's fault but you guys. We it's not our fault that you didn't call and cancel your account.
Yeah, I know. That's the catch. That's the catch. Name it what you want to name it. That's the catch.
Okay, that's fine. You have every right to feel how you feel. Anything else I can assist you with?
No, thank you.